A man died in a house fire that occurred Tuesday morning at the corner of Rockfinch Road and Barnsley Gardens Road. 911 began receiving calls from passersby just after 7:30 a.m.
First unit arrived on the scene. Engine 10 reported very heavy fire, about 75% involvement. The roof had already started to collapse. Additional units arrived on scene and attempted to locate the subject. We did what we called an inner search, where firefighters entered through a window because that was the only way to access the room. We received information he was possibly in, and they did locate a deceased victim in the room.
Tragically, the deceased victim was unable to leave the home, and the other occupants were unable to move him.
There were three individuals home at the time the fire started, two males and female subject. The male subject woke up, saw the fire, and he attempted to fight the fire with a fire extinguisher rather than calling 911. He alerted the other occupants. He and the female tried to assist the invalid individual that was there to help him into a chair and trying to get him out, but they were overcome by smoke and high heat conditions, so they had to exit the home.
And Jameson explains why it took so long for the occupants of the home to call for help.
They didn't have a phone with them, so they had to go about 100 yards down the road. That's why we were receiving calls from passersby that saw the fire before we received calls from the people that were actually there at the time. So there was a delay in notifying 911 and getting the fire department en route. So the house was heavily involved in fire by the time we arrived.
Jameson says while the fire is believed to be accidental, the cause is under investigation. Now, the body's been transported to the GBI crime lab for positive identification.